Are you a pro or amateur wildlife photographer? This is the Wildlife Podcast. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from Wild Eye, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. So yesterday evening, I was chatting to a client, and he is in the process of running some shows, some exhibitions, to sell his prints. So going to like art fairs and fine art fairs and stuff like this, exhibiting your work in order to try and sell it. And the one thing he said got me thinking, and when I start doing that, my brain just runs all over the place. But he said that he would be standing at this at his booth as such with his little exhibition, and photographers would come up and almost judge and like, why are you doing this? Are you a pro? Are you just saving for your retirement? The first of all, the pro question, let's just ask that for a second. We'll get back to that. Does it matter to you why someone else is doing prints or an expedition or doing competitions or publications? What the hell has it got to do with you? The egos in the photography game is quite scary. And I'm assuming here it's not just nature and wildlife. I suppose it's every kind of photography. Because the moment someone creates something, we start feeling very protective of our own thing. And for some people, it extends so far that they can't be happy that someone else gets a good image. So if you're going to an art fair and you're a photographer, right, and you see another photographer showing their work, wanting to sell their work, and it doesn't matter why, whether they want to create a business, whether they just have a deep-seated passion for it, whatever the case is, what the fuck has it got to do with you? And what right do you have to go and judge that person and ask them questions as of trying to shoot them down? I don't understand that. The same thing happens online quite a bit. Before I go there, I do believe that most people that do wildlife and nature photography have similar interests. They have similar passions. We all care about the places we visit, the conservation thereof, the protection thereof. We all care about the subjects we photograph, to try and protect them, to try and raise awareness for them, whether it's a polar bear or a walrus or an elephant or a leopard, it doesn't matter, right? I've always said that in order to be a good wildlife photographer, you have to love wildlife more than you do photography. And I stand by that. I really do. So overall, the wildlife photography community, and if I'm just talking Instagram and Facebook, for example, there are really good people out there. There are really, really good people out there. And the funny thing is, most of us, most of them, most of you, we just carry on and do our thing, right? It was after last week's episode, I spoke about drones, and there was a bit of a thing online where people started flinging mud at guests that was with me. And long story short, it was quite nice for me to see photographers who I respect in the industry, right? Fred, Melissa, there's quite a few that came out and got involved in a discussion that kind of, it made you feel supported. It made you feel like, you know what, you're not the only person out here feeling a certain way. I do think most people in the industry are good people and they support each other. And it was good to communicate with some people who I've been following for a while and whose work I admire and vice versa, but you never talk. You kind of do your thing. You like an image here and there, but it's nice that the community supports each other like that. If someone does it for the right reason, if someone does wildlife photography for the right reason, you love wildlife more than you do photography, and that is what you want to share, I think it takes one to see one. It takes one to know one. And that's what happens. People all come together. We celebrate each other's images. You might not talk much. You never get to meet each other because you're traveling around the world. But there's still this camaraderie of doing what we do. And this is not just for, and if I were to divide this, the guests who travel on images, on trips to create images, and then there's people who host these trips. Now, yes, I get that we might be able to argue that there's a competitive thing between people traveling with me or you, or honestly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. if someone's trying to compete with me in Wild Eye, I don't actually care. You know what? Good luck to you. You do you. It's not a zero-sum game. There's enough people and clients and polar bears and elephants for everybody, right? We can all have fun doing this. We can all make money doing this if you're running a business on the back of this. But you can still be nice to each other. And that's what I was quite surprised by last week, is a lot of the people who reached out and started talking and shared messages. And these are people who I've admired for the longest time. I really have. And you start talking to them and you realize, hey, you know what? We're actually similar here. We share similar things. We share the passion for what we do. And that was really, really cool to me. So let's pull this back to the real world. Okay. Is if you go as a photographer, as a pro wildlife photographer, we'll get to what that means in a second. But if you go and you try and shoot someone else down for trying to have their little piece of Africa, of nature, of prints, of a little photography business, again, you're not being nice. You're being an ugly person. It is what it is. It has got nothing to do what John or Joe or Sarah or Mary are doing with their images. Nothing, zero, right? You should be supporting them. If you see yourself as better than that person, you should be the one lending out a hand and saying, hey, this is awesome. Where did you get this? What are you printing? Let me know if I can help you. So if you're a pro in this game and you're not doing that, you're a dick. Sorry. It is. It's scary how often we get to new lodges or we get to a lodge and the rumors go around of some people who host photographic safaris under the pretense of being a professional wildlife photographer. And they boss people around like they the master of everything photography. What happens when you go pro? Or what happens when you get a big following? What happens to your head? Why do people get like that? I don't understand it. Because, and again, it's humbling to know that some people watch what you do. It really is. People you look up to for the longest time who do amazing work. And I'd love to get to meet some of these people. But then you get the other side as well, where people just shoot others down. If you're insecure because you have a small lens. See what I did there? Anyway, if you're insecure, don't shoot others down. If you want to build the biggest building in town, do it by building the biggest building. Build your brand. Build your photography. Build your images. Don't break other people's buildings down. It's shocking to me that there's some people who in this game of, and honestly, nature and wildlife photography is a great pastime. It's a great craft. That some people can still be that egotistical and having to break other people down to make themselves feel better. I was quite shocked when I spoke to my client last night and heard how not one or two, but quite a few pro, in inverted commas, wildlife photographers would kind of look down and question. You have no right to do that. Nothing. Zero. None. So what makes a pro, right? What makes a pro wildlife photographer? In the past, I think it was easier to define. It was the people who had the glass who would go to the Kruger National Park. When I was a kid, we would go to the Kruger National Park and you would stop and you had your little point and shoot thing. And then some guy would put the 600 mil, the old school ones, those huge things out the window and they were shooting film. Those were the real guys because the barrier to entry was you need to have a serious amount of money and passion to invest that kind of cash. The barrier to entry to have that gear, it's very easily available. There's the digital aspect has come in, so that's much easier. We can process images on the fly. So is a pro someone who charges money for their work, i.e. selling their images? So for example, I'm not a professional wildlife photographer. I'm not. Not one of the guys who work here for me at Wild Eye is. They're all very good, passionate amateurs, I would say, probably accomplished, but they are professional photographic guides. That's what they do, right? Then when is it? So I'm not charging people for my prints. We charge in order for us to take you to create a great experience, teach you something and help you get good images. So I'm not a professional photographer. I'm a professional photographic and expedition guide. That's what I am. So when do you call yourself a professional? I remember years ago, David Duchemin was talking about it, and also about the word amateur and professional and whatever the case is, because professional by default means there's a changing of money, surely, or no? Is there another thing? Because if I'm an amateur, you're doing it for the love of. An amateur does something for the love of the game, for the love of the craft, for the love of photography. Why then should that change when you become a professional? Why do you turn into a complete arsehole? Not everybody, sorry, generalization. But that idea, that sticker we put on ourselves, that label, is crazy. I've even seen people who are passionate about photography and wildlife, and they travel to amazing destinations, and then they have one exhibit or they do one presentation for a local camera club where there's 4.5 people there, and suddenly their ego just goes whoop, and they'll go on other trips and they'll look down on other people who's just getting into the game. Like, what? Do you can you step back and see how absurd that is? This is not something you win, guys. Whether you're a professional or an amateur, this game of wildlife photography is not there to win. It's different for each of us. It's a different experience for each of us. And again, I've said this many, many times, trying to win at photography is trying to win at yoga. It's pointless. How do you score? What are the metrics that you're going to use? Because in any creative endeavor like photography, there's personal bias. The judge who's going to judge your work is coming from a certain background, education, mood, taste, style. So what is the North Star? You have to define that for yourself. You have to decide what it is that you want to do this thing for. What if my mom comes with me on a safari, right? I give her one of my cameras, I set it up on auto, and she is lucky enough, and she points and shoots, she gets an image, and then she's lucky enough to get a pretty decent shot, and then someone in the complex where she lives buys the image. Does that make her professional? Because she's now made money from her photography. You see, it's such a vague label. But some people want to be that thing so badly, thinking it will change the way they do the thing. No. The passion that you have for your photography, that's what's going to make it work. That's what's going to make you a better photographer. The passion you have, and I was blown away last week by so many people, big names in the industry, reaching out. The passion that those people have for what they do, I take my hat off to that. I really do, because they're spreading the passion for the craft. When I was chatting to my client last night, and he told me a story, later on in the conversation we were having and chatting, and he said to me, so I asked him, why do you do this? Why do you do photography, wildlife? Why do you want to make a business of it? Because he's kind of changing in life and wanting to go down that route. And after what he said to me, I said, we should have recorded that. I do it because I fucking love it. It's the passion for what I do. That's why I want to do it. I want to create something. I want to put it out there. That's your tagline. That's what you should lead with. From a branding point of view, is that your thing? Because the passion, nobody can question your passion. No pro photographer, it doesn't matter who it is, can come to you and say, you're not passionate enough. Well, how do you know? How do you know? So this whole idea of pro and amateur is such a weird thing. Everybody wants to get to a point where you win a competition, or you get published, or you sell prints, right? Is that going to make you a better photographer? No, it's going to make you a better businessman. It's going to make you a better entrepreneur because you're pushing it in different directions. It's not going to make you a better photographer per se. It really isn't. The thing is, if you look around on Instagram with all the link in bios or descriptions in my bio, the amount of people that put in their award-winning, published, I sell prints, it's a dime a dozen. Everybody does it. And the cool thing that I take my hat off to this client that I'm speaking with and working with is we're looking at a long-term game plan for him to transition life into being a photographer that sells fine art prints. Doesn't care what other people think. That's his passion. He wants to do it. So who the hell are you to judge him for it? Who are you, whoever these photographers were, to go and stand in front of him in a stand where he's invested his time and money to create something beautiful and for you to judge him. Who gave you that card to play? It's a very sad thing. Egos in the photography game is a very sad thing. Whether you're a pro or an amateur, it doesn't matter. We're all doing this for the same reason at core, I think. It's an appreciation for the process. It's enjoying the journey of going to these places, searching out the magic out there, whether it's on the ice in Svalbard or in the plains of the Masai Mara. You go there because you want to experience something and you want to create something. You want to document nature at core level. How you execute and what you do with your images, that's the different discussion. But still, who am I to say to anybody, you're doing it the wrong way? You should not be doing that. Really? That's their story. I might be on chapter 27, they might be on chapter 11. I might meet people, and I have, who are on chapter 145. Learn what you can from those people. If someone, actually, it's another, I can't remember who told me this, but if you are always, if you're starting your photographic journey a couple of years in, year in, 2 years in, you're on this ladder climbing up. There will always be people that are better than you, that are more inspirational than you, that are more motivated and more passionate than you, always. However, and we all forget this, there will also always be people who look up to you for inspiration, for motivation, for your passion, for the work you create. It might only be four people. It might be someone in your complex, might be your mom. It doesn't matter. But you're never at the bottom of the pile. If you start creating images, someone will like it. Someone will think, hey, that's pretty cool. If you live in Wyoming, right, and you want to come and see polar bears, or you want to come to Africa to see elephants, taking the step to make that happen and actually go there, people are inspired by that around you. They really are, because for some people, it's so foreign, they don't even go there. So this whole idea of pro and amateur, if you are a pro, whatever that means to you, can I ask you, be nice, please? Let's help people. Let's add value to people. Don't judge them. Don't let your ego get in the way and you turn into a complete idiot. Why? Why? I guess you'll find it in every industry, but yeah, for me, I think it's about adding value where you can, building people up, and then see what you can learn from it, whether you're a pro or an amateur. That's where you're going to become a better photographer. You're going to have better, and you know what? You're going to feel better about it as well. Why do you want to be, and yes, I'm referring maybe to last week's podcast and this drone episode. Why do you want to be the person that everybody, when your name gets mentioned, is like, oh God, that guy, yeah, he has a reputation. Why do you want to be that? Surely that's not fun. If you have to do things by pushing the line too far all the time, that people start knowing you as, oh, you're that guy. Just play nice. Just play nice. It's not a zero-sum game. There's enough for all of us. Really is. It really is. Anyway, that's it. My thoughts on pro and amateur photographers and just being nice. We're a good group of people. Come on. Let's play nice. Anyway, guys, as always, thank you for listening. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know. Send me a message on Instagram, Jerry Finnevolt, or on my email, jerry@wildeye.com. And I always look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. I will chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.